Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Golfers, I don't think you'd take me on your golf team, though.
You're not a good golfer?
No.
The GM is. Did you not learn from him?
Well, I know. He needs to spend a little bit more time maybe working and not golfing.
I was going to say. It's a little bit like when we saw Dr. Fauci miss the first pitch. It's he spent a lot of time doing other stuff, you know? I mean, if you're a good golfer, that means you spend a lot of time on the golf course.
No, I kid Brandon about that all the time. He is a phenomenal golfer, and we kid a lot, and he grew up on a golf course. He reminds me that he didn't, but he is a phenomenal golfer, and maybe one day I'll at least be able to play on the same course that he plays on. We'll see.
There's Sean McDermott from yesterday.
Quick follow-up to that, too.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci was, an all-state basketball player?
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, he was a great basketball player.
He just couldn't throw a first pitch.
Yes, right.
On our Western Hotline is the GM of the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Beam. Brandon, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
How you guys doing?
Good, although I got to tell you, I'm a little worried now. As you just heard, our sources are indicating there's bad blood between you and the head coach. True or false?
Well, I tried to get him over to my golf course, and he said it was too hard. He wasn't coming over there yet. So, I got to give him props. He's never stuck with golf. He's usually a play one celebrity round somewhere and put him up for the year. So, I actually was walking by and saw him out on the course, and I was shocked. So I actually walked onto the course. I wasn't even playing the course, and went over there and gave him a little fist bump. But it's cool that he's taking it up. He's a competitive guy, and so I think he's got a little bit of the itch, which is good. But he's probably done for the year, as am I. But it was a fun summer while it lasted.
It was a good summer for golf, especially around here. At least you get a lot of days. Yeah.
It was. Jeremy, how's your dog, Bo?
He's good. He's still down to the three legs, but he's doing all right. He's getting around. You know, dogs that have an amputation like that, they told us that they would bounce back pretty quickly, and he pretty much has. He still fetches tennis balls, goes for short walks, so he's doing all right.
That's awesome. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, can you comment at all on the report about Brian Winters?
We're definitely inquired about him and working on scheduling a visit for him. But, people jump to conclusions on things. You do have to, a guy like that, you do have to kind of talk parameters of what a deal would look like generally with the agent before you're going to get him up here. So, you know, we'll see. Still, you know, with this whole, I was explaining in my press conference the other day, it's such a long process right now. You got to, before we can even physical him, he's got to come up here, get a at least one negative test on the COVID test, physical him in another facility, not in our place, and then, you know, test him again. So, again, it takes time to do any of these transactions. So, you know, we're optimistic, but until guys get through all that process, it'd be premature to say he's a Bill.
What, you know, if that all comes to fruition and you do work out a deal and he passes the physical and all that is said and done, let me ask you, we brought this up with Sean McDermott, and I'd ask you too, Cody Ford, what, do you envision him as a tackle? Do you envision him as a guard? If you bring in Brian Winters, would you still want to get reps at guard for Cody? What would be the plan for him as you stand here now going into year two?
Yeah, you know, I'd say his position one is right tackle, but the great thing about Cody is we think he can play guard, and we think we don't think it's a drop in his play or anything like that. So he got all those reps at right tackle in the season last year. So, but last preseason he got snaps because I know sometimes we were trying to figure out the best five. We put him at right guard and Ty Nasecki at right tackle. So, and again, we like versatility, and so we'll move all our guys around. Rarely do we have a guy that is a one-hole player. So, you know, Mitch Morse is probably one of the only ones that's going to play center only. You know, and Deion Dawkins is going to play left tackle. But the rest of those guys are going to move around and play both guards or guard tackle, center guard. I mean, Ryan Bates plays tackle and center, which is a rarity for us. So we like versatility. And, you know, back to your question with Cody, he'll play both. We're going to put the best five out there, the same motto as we had last year. If it's better with Cody at right guard, then he'll go there. If it's better with him at right tackle, he'll play there.
Brandon, previous segment we were kind of talking about Josh entering year three, and I was running through with Howard things I thought about him then and things I think now. You guys made the pick. So, you know, as he enters year three, is there anything about him that maybe you didn't think about right away, personality, the way that he plays? Anything in particular that 2 years in you feel like you've learned about him along the way?
Well, you know, you never can see how someone truly leads. You know they have leadership and you see them on the field, but, you know, you don't get to see their habits. You don't get to see if this guy, you know, is bringing others along and setting things up. So, you know, I think the one thing, you know, we heard various things that would allude that that's the kind of personality he is, but, I mean, just, you know, Josh setting up, you know, that visit for those guys to go down to Florida in an off season like this. You like it anyway, but especially an off season like this where we couldn't get our guys together. And he had some help with the other quarterbacks, but that just shows how much he cares. And I know he got back in town early and got some guys, and I can't remember what field they went to around here, but I know they were over there throwing. Just his leadership and guys just really, they respond to him, you know, and I think it's on both sides of the ball. You know, he's not just an offensive leader, he's a team leader.
With him, a year ago at training camp when we sat down with you, we asked you about, you know, what would you like to see Josh do better in year two? And a lot of the conversation last offseason was, you know, making the smart decision. You know, you can make a shorter pass, a completed shorter pass can be a good thing and all that. I know he was asked about it yesterday for year three, what he wanted to do better. What would you like to see from him in year three?
Yeah, I mean, I think continue that. I think he improved in the shorter accuracy and decision-making, taking those what the defense gives you. Continue to do that, and then improve on the long ball. You know, I think, you know, hopefully adding Diggs is another guy who can track it well and, you know, is a great route runner and will give him some opportunities. Obviously, John Brown can get deep as well and some of these other guys. But I think just – continuing to improve his overall game, but don't let it drop off. Don't improve the deep ball. You work on that so much, and then you regress somewhere else. And then just, you know, another year in the system, another year. I think he's just going to be more calm, more comfortable going into year three, you know, of Brian Daboll's system.
How do you think – in year one for him, it's could he possibly win the job? In year two, it's okay, it's your first full season starting as a quarterback. In year three, the expectations for the entire franchise have been raised considerably. When it comes to Josh and his makeup, you and Sean have always talked about his competitiveness and his leadership. How do you think he will now handle, this is the first time he's in a situation with such high expectations as part of this team. How is he prepared or wired to handle that, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, Howard. I think at the end of the day, Josh, you know, I always judge people and see how much pressure they put on themselves. Nobody's going to put more pressure on themselves than Josh. Josh is not a guy that needs you know, the coaches or myself or the fans or ownership or anybody to put pressure on him. He's his own worst critic, I promise you. You see him at practice in a walkthrough the other day. It might have been yesterday or the day before, I don't remember, but I'm out there, and it's just a walkthrough play, and he missed the throw. It wasn't a terrible throw, but it wasn't in the right spot, and he's yelling at, you know, Coach Dable, hey, let's do it again. Let's do it again. I want to hit that throw. So, you know, he's got that perfectionist in him, and I think at the end of the day, he knows what he has to do. He's tried to address those things. I know he had a checklist that he was going to go out with Jordan Palmer and work on, and you know, we're looking forward to seeing what that looks like, you know, as we move closer out of walkthroughs and into, you know, full-speed practice.
You mentioned Diggs a moment ago, and I was curious, Brandon, we were talking about that. You know, on the minute the trade news comes out, there's a huge buzz among Bills fans about that, and everybody's counting down the moments to see him, you know, at training camp and wearing a Bills uniform and catching passes from Josh, and now we don't have that. I mean, Jeremy and I were saying the other day, you know, our first day at camp, I know I would have been just pretty much watching him all day long. What's, from your standpoint as a GM, I was trying to think, what is it like to be, you know, make a trade like that, and yet you still really haven't seen him truly in a Bills uniform? It's like you get a really cool toy for Christmas, you unwrap it, you love it, and they tell you, listen, you're going to have to wait a few weeks before you use it. What's it like from your standpoint waiting to see Diggs in a football game setup?
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy. It's not waiting a few weeks, though. It's waiting a few months.
Yeah.
I think it's mutual. I think he was looking forward to getting up here and you know, yesterday was his first day out there. Again, walk through, but it's fun to kind of see what the offense can look like. Still, obviously, a long way to go, but, you know, him on one side and John Brown on the other, and you know, when we get Beasley back, he'll be in there, and then you got Devin Singletary in year two, you know, the tight ends with Dawson Knox, and, you know, Tyler Croft's healthy this year, and so a lot of different combinations that hopefully, you know, Brian Dable will be able to use.
Brandon Bean with us, Bills GM on the Western Hotline. What are your expectations for the production of the offense this year? You, in the offseason, you talked about how basically you said, you know, we need to score more points. And that's my job as a GM to, you know, to get this roster better, score more points. I'm not asking you to predict being this year's Chiefs. But with the Diggs addition, with Moss, with the development of Knox, with all the things you've put together with Josh in year three, what are your expectations for the production level or what this offense could be this season?
Yeah, I mean, again, we didn't have it's a truncated offseason here, you know, all piled into August. But at the end of the day, it's real simple. We got to score more points, you know. Stats are, you know, you can have this stat and that stat. We can't turn the ball over, okay? If you do that, it doesn't matter how many points you score. We got to score points, and we got to be very productive in the red zone. And if we do those things, if we take care of the ball, we're productive in the red zone, they're going to equal more points for us. It's natural. We want to, you know, like any year, everybody wants to be balanced. We do want to be balanced. That's we got Devin Singletary, and we drafted Zach Moss. We still want to be a physical team. You know, that's what our O-line, that's how we built them. That's what we want our running backs to be. And, you know, we want that to translate to, you know, even to our wide receivers in the blocking game.
I wanted to ask you a little bit of cap stuff, too. So where you are with your cap this year, where you are next year, not knowing what the cap's going to be in the next few years. A floor, yes, but not an exact number. How does it impact what you might be able to do or what you might not be able to do with Trey White, with Matt Milano, with Deion Dawkins, maybe John Feliciano? I know this is where you tell us both parties have to want to get a deal done, the agent and you. But can any of this stuff work in the new cap situation with the COVID and the lost revenues and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's still a lot of unknowns. I mean, you know, we do have to operate right now that, you know, the cap would go from 198 this year to 175, which is that's not ideal. And so the reality of that is you do have to make selections and choices of, you know, you're probably not going to be able to re-sign as many guys as maybe we earmarked before COVID hit. And so it is what it is. But we're going to do our best to keep as many guys. That is our motto here, to, you know, draft, develop, and re-sign those guys. So we're going to do our best. We'll try and be creative and see how many we can retain. But these guys, again, any of them that we can't, They'll have earned the right to see what, you know, what their value is on the open market. And there's so many, you know, what is the open market going to be like next year? You know, and a lot of that is going to be on the cap, because you're going to have some teams that have to just shed salaries just to get to the 175. But then you're going to have some teams that in where they are in their build, that they do have money. They don't have a lot of guys. Maybe they're not paying a premium quarterback or, you know, left tackle or whatever. So, there will still be some haves and have-nots, you know, when next year rolls around. But again, we're going to do our best to keep as many. It does throw a little bit of a wrench in our plans, but it's happening to all 32 teams. So you know, we'll make the most of it.
Thursday. Apparently, now the deadline for opt-outs might be Thursday. Are you anticipating any other opt-outs on your roster?
No one has given me any indication, but, you know, those are personal decisions, and you know, some people may be weighing things. I'm sure players across the league have been weighing it since that became an option. And, yeah, it is going to be Thursday at 4 o'clock. They signed that deal last night, so that's set in stone. So, you know, we'll see. We got a couple days till then, and, again, if someone feels that that's the best decision for them and their family, you know, we'll support it. You know, that's the, you know, the stance that we've had with Star and with EJ.
One question about Trey White, Brandon. I also wanted to check in, and I'm going to guess Trey's agent is not listening, so you're good with this answer. Do you look at Trey? Do you consider him? Has he elevated himself? Do you believe to be one of the premier, like top shutdown cornerbacks in the league? And what kind of value as a GM? We know how important quarterback is. We know how important stud pass rusher is. Value of left tackle over the years. What kind of value do you place on that top shutdown cornerback on your squad?
Yeah, I mean, corners, that's a premium position. It really is, and especially this is such a passing league now. And so it is important. Rarely do teams have two, but if you have one, you can usually help with the other. And Trey is definitely up there. I think he's getting recognition. It was nice to see, you know, even his peers voted him in on the top 100. I think he was 47 or something like that. You know, Trey will probably tell you that was too low for him. he thinks he's probably higher than 47, and I wouldn't argue with him. I'm a big fan of Trey White, on the field, off the field, what he brings to our team. And, you know, he's definitely a guy, you know, that I was referring to that you don't want to walk out of. You want to keep him, you know, long term. But he's, at the end of the day, it's got to be right for him and right for us. And at the right time, hopefully we're able to make that happen.
Brandon, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for coming on with us, and good luck with everything.
Thanks, guys. Always good to catch up.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.